I noticed an old man dragging himself along on all fours. He was trying to disengage himself from the struggle. He held one hand to his heart. I thought at first he had received a blow in the chest. Then I understood. He had a bit of bread under his shirt. With remarkable speed, he drew it out and put it to his mouth. His eyes gleamed. A smile like a grimace lit up his dead face and was immediately extinguished. A shadow had just loomed up near him. The shadow threw itself upon him, fell to the ground, stunned with blows. The old man cried, "Meir! Meir, my boy! Don't you recognize me? I'm your father. You're hurting me. You're killing your father. I've got some bread. For you too. For you too." He collapsed. His fist was still clenched around a small piece. He tried to carry it to his mouth, but the other one threw himself upon him and snatched it. The old man again whispered something, let out a rattle, and died amid the general indifference. His son searched him, took the bread, and began to devour it. He was not able to get very far. Two men had seen and hurled themselves upon him. Others joined in. When they withdrew, next to me were two corpses, side by side, the father and the son. I was 15 years old. In our wagon, there was a friend of my father's called Meir Katz. He had worked as a gardener at Buna and used to bring us a few green vegetables occasionally. Being less undernourished than the rest of us, he had stood up to the imprisonment better. Because he was relatively more vigorous, he had been put in charge of the wagon. On the third night of our journey, I woke up suddenly and felt two hands on my throat trying to strangle me. I just had time to shout, "Father!" Nothing but this word. I felt myself suffocating. But my father had woken up and seized my attacker. Too weak to overcome him, he had the idea of calling Meir Katz.